Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
Get closer to the window and see if I can see the figure. I'm assuming the prone figure below the dagger.
Just roll me a sneak.
Made it by 8.
I can't roll me perception.
Oh, fucking hell.
No. I can't see shit.
So yeah, you sneak up to the window, staying out of the light, but you get the right angle so you can see, and you see, yeah, it is indeed Charity knelt in front of fireplace. You can see the light from the embers of the fire playing on her, and yeah, she's knelt down, held, you know, the dagger held above her head. You see, it's the dagger's slightly curved. You see, her eyes seem glazed. It's her chanting. You also see that her hair is longer than you remember and jet black.
Right. They're in the process of the ritual. Unless anyone has any objections, I'm going to try to extricate Charity. And then I'm going to take her straight back to the van if I can.
Do it. Get her safe.
Okay. I'm going to try to teleport her out.
Okay, so you will have to do a move-by-grab.
Oh. So what you're saying is I need to teleport to her and then teleport her away, or...?
Yeah, I would say that you could do that as a move-by-grab. Otherwise, you teleport, and then you've got to grab her, and then you've got to move again, which would be
fair
another
enough
phase. And they're not surprised. But I will give you the opportunity to do your move-by-grab first.
Okay, I know that normally teleport doesn't work with a move by grab, but in this instance, it does.
So, just roll me your to hit.
Okay.
To hit the square where you want to be.
I'm going to start sprinting.
So just hit DCV3.
Okie doke. Yes.
And then roll your grab.
So that's OCV minus 1, isn't it?
I think it might be, yeah.
Yeah.
Just okay. Roll it, and if it's close, then we can work it out.
Yeah, okay. DCV 7 or lower.
So you can either jump back to where you came from, which I'll let you do without rolling a DCV to hit the square, or you can try and move the rest of your movement to get further away.
I'll go back to where I started.
You appear in the room, grab her, and she's kneeling on the floor, this knife held above her, ready to, you know, plunge down, it would appear, chanting away, but glazed eyes. As you appear, those two start turning. They're obviously alert. She's not quick enough to react. Roll me another perception. It's a -6, because you're literally in and out.
No.
Okay. And you appear outside. Segment 12. So yeah, I reread how the combat works. I know everyone gets to act first, so the way it works is As soon as combat starts, everyone acts in segment 12. Then you get recovery, which I didn't realise, and then you're into normal things. It's going to take you guys a turn to get there, I would say. Not a phase, turn.
Right.
You're quite a way behind him. I'm surprised you strung yourself out so much. Bullets, your action. As you hear like a shout from inside. Kill him!
I'm teleporting us both
meters halfway
onto the roof. I'm teleporting us both onto the roof.
Okay, roll me a DCV.
DCV 7.
Yeah, so you go onto the roof. Okay, so shall we introduce all our characters?
I'm radioing. I've got her. I'm heading back to the van with her.
First person to act is after yourself. Is the Black Paladin.
Da, da, da.
So you're up on the roof. In front of you appears this armoured figure with a mace in hand. Stood next to him, his hand on her shoulder, is a talisman. You know, this quite, you know, sort of trampy looking woman.
Shit!
I just think it's halfway.
He doesn't get to attack. You're looking. You hear the window shatter below you. Roll me a perception as well, if you don't mind, yeah.
Which I didn't make.
So yeah, you just hear something burst out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But you do hear like an avian-like shriek as the window explodes outwards. Talisman rocks her head back and laughs. As she extends her hand towards you, gesturing with her fingers like weaving a pattern and mumbling under her breath. And appearing in her hand is a flaming ball of fire about the size of a basketball that she hurls at you.
Oh.
What's your DCV?
My DCV is 10.
10? Wow.
Can I dodge as well?
You can dodge if you want. You'll be, yeah, you have to abort to dodge, remember?
Well, I've already acted, haven't I? No.
Yeah, so you can abort to dodge and give up your next.
In that case, I'm not dodging. I'm bringing up my force field, though.
So you're aborting to bring your force field up, yeah?
Is that not...
Yeah, you can't...
You can
bring up a force field, you can invoke your powers in your own phase, automatic force fields, things like that. If you want to do it out of your phase, you have to abort.
Okay, fine, no.
Oh, she misses. This ball of flaming energy flies very wide. Misses you.
What was that?
Shockwave. What's your movement with your leap?
Well, it's 14.
Actually, you guys could do out of combat movement, which is double your own movement, and I would say you would be there in phase 6, but that'll put you at the front of the house, not the back.
Okay.
If you want to do that, Bastion will certainly stop pegging. Bullet, it's you again.
Yeah. What's your speed when you're flying?
10.
Strats.
So, yeah, you are... Strictly speaking, you move faster than Stratus, don't you?
I'm going to teleport 110 feet south towards the front of the house.
Okay, just a...
DCV 9.
Yeah, easily hit. So yeah, that puts you sort of almost just over the peak of the roof. That's going to put you around there, isn't it? If you don't think so,
feel free to
move it a little bit more. Just roll me a perception.
Ooh.
bullet, sorry.
No. Giant bee. Giant bee just burst out of the room.
How much did you fail your perception by?
4.
You hear them rather than see them bursting up over the roof, swarming towards you, is a massive flock of crows. But they are definitely making a beeline for you.
Ooh.
Don't like this.
Crows don't like the cold. Well, they don't like extreme cold.
Don't like it often.
Small, dense flock of crows interweaving with each other, cawing and starting to come over the roof. And yet, again, appearing in front of you is this armoured figure holding onto Talisman's shoulder with his mace cocked back.
Die. Oh.
But unfortunately, he doesn't get to actually strike you.
What's that?
He doesn't get to strike you. He's having to do something to find out where you are and then teleport there so he can come. Teleport at you. Oh my fucking giddy aunt. Just roll me another perception.
3. Made it by 3.
You see, bursting over the top of the roof above this flock of crows is this humanoid figure. It's humanoid as in its two arms, two legs, torso. See, its body is covered by short brown hair, huge great wings spanning either side, maybe a wingspan of maybe about 15 or 16 feet. Wow. But its hands end in taloned claws, and it has the head of an eagle. So it rips over the roof, obviously sees you, looks you straight in the eye, pauses for a moment, then flaps its wings and shoots straight up. Talisman again gestures and mumbles. Another ball of fire appears in her hand, and she tries to throw it at you.
Might get lucky.
She might do. Oh, she might get even luckier when I don't forget that she's actually got bonus with these abilities. Hits DCB 10.
Oh my god!
Does that get you?
Oh my god.
It hits,
yeah.
Just ball of fire splashes into you. 46 stun.
Wow.
And 12 body.
Okay, is it energy damage?
It is, yes.
Okay, I've got 16 ED.
So take 16 off the stun and 16 off the body.
Okay, so that's no body and 30 stun. Wow.
What's your constitution?
My con is 15.
You're stunned.
I'm stunned.
So bullet, you don't get to act. Pulling yourself together.
Stunning.
Shockwave, you get to the front door. You see this flash of flame on the roof.
Is it on the roof?
Yes, it's on the roof.
Right, okay.
Aren't I faster than Shockwave? Oh, is he leaping?
Well, I said you get there in 6. In 6, so.
Yeah, I'm going to leap up on the roof and, with the mind of doing a Shockwave.
It could be quite useful.
Remember, if you move your full jump, you can't do anything else.
Yeah, but there is, it's a shockwave jump.
Just roll me to hit. Remember, you're not quite sure where you're hitting, so you're going to get neg 2.
All right. And what have I got to hit?
So you've got to hit DCV 3, so effectively you've got to hit DCV 5 if you just roll your normal to hit.
6 or lower.
So yeah, you leap onto the roof with your shockwave.
Can take everybody through the roof.
It's
four hexes.
You can affect four hexes.
Hang on, let me just zoom in.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So
remember, Griffin is up in the air, so you can't get him. It's too high up.
So there.
So you could get like Paladin and Talisman.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're literally landing next to
there,
him.
Yeah.
And yeah, shockwave out. Just roll me your damage.
That's only 5d6.
Ooh, excellent. Is that seven body?
Yeah, they ain't going to take that, are they?
How much still?
23.
Is that 3 hex radius?
It affects...
It's 4 adjacent hexes. He can control where the blast goes. Shape it.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, it washes over both of them. You see, as it hits the armour of the back paladin, there seems to be like a darkish glow to it. And as it hits Talisman, a field of black and red spots of energy just seem to shimmer around her. It does hit both of them, but it doesn't do an awful lot. Roy, you're knocked back then?
No.
So it doesn't blow them back, luckily for them. And possibly luckily for Charity as well, because you might have blown Talisman straight into Charity, or Bullet.
What about the roof?
No, that's fine. Your blast, you can control it, can't you? So you just generate the blast forward. Bullet, it's you. As you shake your head, you know, from... Well, I've skipped you on for stun.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, shockwave appears opposite these two people.
Okay, I am going to...
And yeah, Charity is still... Is now, you know, as soon as you let her go, she's dropped to her knees again, arms in the air, chanting away.
Get the knife out of her hands.
I'm... Oh, she's got the knife, right.
Yeah, she's holding the knife
over
her
head. Sorry, my apologies,
head.
I missed
and
that.
She's chanting.
I'm dead on my feet, so I'm teleporting us away. Yeah, 11 hexes down here. Let me make my to hit.
Remember, you get range nags for you to hit.
What, for teleport?
Mm-hmm.
I've got absolute range sense, though, but...
Oh, you have, haven't you? Yeah, go on, and I'll waive that, unless you were doing an attack of some sort.
Well, I hit DCV 11, so...
Yeah, easily. So you go, boom. Are you taking...
Oh, yes, I was taking her. I was grabbing her and taking her.
Yeah, she's not trying to resist you in any way. She's too far gone. So yeah, shockwave, you land up there, blast this energy out, and then Bullet and this woman disappear. You know, you see the shimmer of shockwaves teleport. And yeah, the RA resonating through his helmet is...
Cool!
And you see him pointing towards where Bullet is as he shouts into the air at this flying, griffin-type thing. And you can also, you would also have been aware of that big swarm of crows coming over the roof shockwave as you jumped up and, landed in. Unfortunately, there's a little bit more to it than that. Just roll me a perception. Neg 2. Sorry, you shockwave.
Made it by 3.
You hear a difference in the tone of the crows for some reason. Bursting out of the crows, you see as you start to turn to see what's going off, you see what is obvious a female figure, but horribly emaciated. On her head, she has some sort of, looks like a giant skull of a bird. She's got huge black tattered wings, and her hands and feet aren't hands and feet, the ending claws of a crow. as she shoots across the roof by you, you know, towards the edge of the roof, and she tries to strike you as she goes by.
Okay.
DCV 6? 7, sorry?
Well, it is, because I'm not doing any manoeuvres, isn't it? So...
So, yeah, she slashes you as she goes by. You take 13 body and 42 stun.
Fucking hell.
It's a killing attack, so if you've got any resistant... Have you got any resistant defences? So you've Echo Armour's resistant.
Yeah, I've got damage resistance, 8.
So 8, is that including your Echo Armour?
It could be. Where's the armour?
So where does your 8 points of resistance come from? Did you buy that?
Yes.
So, and the, so then your Echo Armour stacks on top of that, so you've got 12 points of resistant defence, so that works against killing attacks.
Right.
So you take 1 point of body. That's all that gets through, which is pretty impressive. And then you get all your PD against the stun, which is 40, 52.
So my PD...
No, it's not. No, it's not, because it's D6 minus 1. It's 39.
Minus 20, so it's 19.
19.
And then
so call it 20, so you take...
15.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And she just flies by you and rakes you with one of these, you know, huge talons. And it's, you know, this boy is playing catch-up all the time. It's the Black Paladin. Is your range 11, Matt? For your teleport?
Yes.
So he again appears in front of you.
Fucking hell.
Thing raised, you know, mace raised. And you hear that.
Yes, sir, you are mine.
What does Griffin do? He ain't the fucking smartest tool in the shed. he does what he was told.
I feel like I've got dog muck on my shoe.
Stratus, I think you best call in for some help.
What do you mean, call in for help?
Bit late for that.
I think we need some help here.
You're not going to get any help, are you?
Haven't they got any, well, the stone, there's the mountain.
Who are you going to get here in the next 12 seconds?
The mountain?
12 seconds?
So the griffin has flown about, you know, so it was flying up. He now does exactly to you, Bullet, what Lady Crow tried to do to Shockwave, and dive bombs you.
Okie doke.
Because he's too stupid to realise that the Black Paladin now wants to beat the crap out of you, and the last thing he said was, get him. Tries to rip you with his claws. Oh, he's a bit of a pussy in that regard. Hits DCV 7, I think that misses you.
Misses.
It? So yeah, he swoops by you, but you just dodge out of the way. He's fast, but he's a bit... Seems a bit, you know...
Wayward.
He's a bit, you know, muscle-bound. It's Stratus.
Hey! Right.
Come on, cavalry.
So, come on, Eileen.
Everyone's popping down here, aren't they? Okay.
Yeah, so you saw Bullet and appear with Charity, then this armoured figure with Black Paladin with Talisman, and then this huge sort of humanoid griffin thing has just swept out the air and tried to rake Bullet with its talons, but Bullet was just a bit too quick for it.
Okay, I am going to attack Talisman. So, my Hailstorm has changed to shards of ice, razor sharp ice, and that's what we're going to attack her with.
Okay, is that armor piercing?
So, ice shards. DCV 6.
Misses.
That's
it. It's a spray, but this field of energy that seems to motor around.
Mm-hmm.
it just washes off of it.
Ah!
And it's... So you do that, you know, spray her with ice. She turns around, looks at you, Stratus, smiles and goes,
try this.
And again, she summons one of these big balls of fire and throws it at you.
Yeah, I haven't got DCV 15, that's for sure.
Shit, it's DCV 9. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't got that either.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell.
You take 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 body.
Nobody.
44 stun.
So that's 21 stun.
And if that's more than your constitution, you're stunned, which means you miss your next action.
Yeah, I'm stunned. My con is 17.
But most of it just flares off your... Is it your force field that's
up?
Yeah,
force field.
So yeah, just on most of it, you know, just sizzles and hisses off of your icy force field.
Bloody hell, 21. You're in the air. Yeah, I'm always in the air.
I'm gonna fall to the floor.
Probably.
Oh, the crows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Stone the crows.
So yeah, shockwaves, you're trying to, you know, everyone sort of starts disappearing off the roof. You know, this sort of crow woman sweeps by you and slashes you, and then all of a sudden, quickly behind her, you're just swamped by this flock of crows just swarming around you. You can feel them biting and clawing at you, but it's just not getting through your defences. But you can't see anything. All you can see is the bodies flying around you. You're effectively blind, and it's your action.
So I'm going to leap backwards. So the way I landed, I'm going to leap back the way I came.
Back the way you came?
Yeah.
Just roll me a 2-hit. -2.
DCV 1.
Fucking hell.
So how far are you jumping? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fucking hell. How can I do that?
You missed the floor.
Just run me a d6.
4.
You end up where it says in on scaling feet. So you just miss where you wanted to land by a couple of hexes.
I wasn't aiming for anywhere. I was just.
Yeah, I presume you start sort of next to Stratus.
I wasn't going
to
do a.
That's why you got a 1.
So you end up here. But you leap out of this bloody flock of crows, which is a bit of a bonus.
Is leaping a half a phase or a phase? What? It doesn't say there.
If you're doing full distance, it's a full phase.
Oh, okay.
If you want to move and still act, it's you can only move half.
Alright.
Bullet, it's you. Did you hear the Ritter go, "Stop playing, Talisman"?
I am going to...
Teleport.
I'm going to shoot.
No.
Talisman. With a...
thermonuclear device.
Shoot her with a high-caliber armor-piercing round. Because I'm fed up of running.
Okay.
And I'm going to use a combat skill level to bounce it off the black paladin's armour and surprise her.
Just as an insult.
In fact, I'm going to use 2 auto fire. I'm going to use 2 auto fire rounds, do that twice. 2 bullets off his armour into the side of her head.
Okay.
Hit DCV 12 and 10.
12 definitely hits, and I'm pretty sure 10 does. Yeah, you hit both times.
Cool.
Oh, get out.
That is 12 body on the first one.
Yeah.
And 48 stun. And the second one is 7 body and 28 stun. Do they ring off the armour as well?
Yeah, yeah, you just ricochet them off his armour. It's like, fuck you.
You think you're the only one got skills?
And yeah, you know, they both catch her unawares, and you can see she's like reeling from that. So she's stunned. Nice move.
Yeah.
As you see this, you know, sort of dark female form start to sweep in, this emaciated form, this horrible bloody massive crow's skull on her head.
Careful, Bastion.
She's just got to stand there and protect people. She can protect herself.
Yeah, she is. Probably. You see this guy in the black plate pushes Talisman out of the way. You know, she's already stunned. He shoves her out of the way. Reaches for the dagger this woman has. I'm going to laugh if he misses.
Oh my god.
Easily rips it out of her hand. And sheathes it in his belt. That's all he can do this round.
Who's this DCV-16? Is that old armoured bod?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just ripped the knife out of that Charity's hands and sheathed it.
Oh.
Griffin swoops down again, tries to again rake you with his claws, Bullet.
Okay. Bloody hell. Can I abort to dodge?
You as he goes by. You can abort to dodge if you want, yeah.
Yeah, I'll abort to Marshall dodge, in fact.
Do you know what, actually? I was reading this and I've been doing this a bit wrong. Dodge gives you neg 3 to your... You know, or gives them neg 3 or you plus 3 to your DCV. And so you're meant to do it before you know whether they've hit you or not.
Oh, I see.
Purely because you can work out whether it's... But I didn't say that. Does that mean he now misses you, I hope?
Well, it would, yes.
That's fine. I should have clarified that. I forgot.
Okay.
That, dodge was a bit different. So, yeah, again, it swoops in, but at the last minute you were... yes, slip him. Talisman is stunned. Bullet, you've just aborted. Lady Crow is going to try and... She's going to do the same as Griffin, and she's going to try and attack you, Bullet. Sorry, but they're not the smartest cookies.
Who's this, sorry?
This emaciated sort of crow woman that's flying around tries to rip you with her talons.
Can I dodge again?
No, but your dodge is... The dodge is still active until you get to the next phase you can act in.
Cool.
So yeah, effectively you still are dodging.
Okay.
But she slashes you anyway, I'm taking it. She hits DCV 14.
Yes, she does. Good God, they're rolling well.
Always the case.
Oh, you lucky sod, you take 7 body.
Okay.
Which I bet doesn't go through your armour. And you take 14 stun.
Oh my god. I think...
I don't think that goes through, does it?
Bloody hell. 14?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Wow. Oh, mind you, that's killing attack, isn't it?
You take 7 body, so what's your resistance?
That doesn't get through. I've got 20... 20 PD.
And then as long as you've got some resistant defense you get all of your PD against it, or ED, depending on what type of attack it is.
It doesn't do any damage. Wow.
Schwarzer touches Talisman, it grabs her by the scruff of her neck, and gone. They just vanish. Griffin takes another swing at you. You know, these guys are pretty fast as well, but misses. Stratus, it's you. Talisman and Black Paladin have just vanished. Oh, you're stunned, fucking hell. Talisman's not there. Shockwave? So you only have two adversaries at the moment that you can see. Apart from you can hear the crows coming over
right,
the...
So I'm going to go for the crow woman. I'm going to leap and do a grab like I did on that other guy. The one that was flying away from me that time. So what do you want from me?
Yeah, or you can just strike her. She's down.
Oh, she? No, I want to grab her. So I want to...
Seems Griffin seems to be the one who's using the advantage of his flight, whereas she's...
Yeah, but she's in control of these crows. So, I'm going to use my marsh manoeuvres on the OCV. No, I'm not. I'm just going to go for a defensive strike.
Okay.
Hang on. I need to do my... I was going to increase my density and my height. Is that a full phase, or...?
No, they're
right.
Powers you can just
right, so
turn
I'll do
on.
That and then go for a... That's a 6, 7, 8, 9. DCV 8 or lower.
Nice one.
She slips it.
Oh,
you
bitch.
Swing at her, but she slips it. And it's the crows. So the crows start coming over the eaves of the roof. Bastion...
Put a force field around the crows.
She's going to try and put one around this woman. She raises the force field, but yeah, the woman just slips out of it before it comes up. Everyone gets recovery. Then it's your action. Bullet, as you see, those two have disappeared. Griffin, who, you know, swooped down and tried to rip you again, sees he's going up to obviously get height to do another dive, where he gets to sort of what you would have thought was the apex. He doesn't, he keeps going. Lady Crow fills her wings out and you can see them start to, you know, raise up to beat down. They're obviously going.
Shoot me.
It's your action bullet.
I'm going to shoot Lady Crow.
Okay.
Two auto fire rounds. Hit 16 and 14.
Yeah, you hit both times.
9 body and no stun. So, what, 9 stun?
These killing attacks?
Yeah.
So 9 body and it can't be no
sorry,
stun.
11,
so
11 body, sorry.
So it'll be 11 stun as well.
Yeah, and the second one is 5 body and 20 stun.
So yeah, the first one clips her. You know, as it clips the top of her wing, you see a little spray of blood. The second one, like, hits her in the shoulder, but it doesn't penetrate.
Okie doke. Are the wings... is the first wing, does it seem impaired at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So Shaxx next. She bursts up into the air. You know, wings beating as she starts to fly away. Okay, so Griffin first. Griffin just keeps rocketing into the air. Stratus, you would realise, you reckon Griffin is considerably faster than you as he starts beating, you know, his strong, powerful wings start just raising him up into the air. And you realise that his tawny fur and all that starts to, you know, it becomes really hard to see him in the night sky. And you reckon, yeah, it might have been Griffin that was the one who was, you know, dropping these bodies all over the place. Shockwave, what do you want to do?
I'm going to try and leap and fucking grab that bitch.
Yeah, you reckon you could probably grab her.
Oh, I need a good roll. 5. Oh no, missed.
Yeah, you leap up, but she's... Although she's not as fast as Griffin, she seems pretty agile and she, you know, sort of slipstreams you. Anyone else on 3?
Nope.
Nope.
Yep.
Yes.
So, bullet first.
How high are they now, roughly?
Griffin is 25 hexes away. Lady Crow's about 9.
Okay, and the building is, what, maybe 5 hexes tall.
5 or 6, yeah.
Yeah, okay. In that case, I'm going to teleport half my movement to the nearest portion of roof.
Okay.
And try and loose a couple of
shots. So what's half your move?
It would be 6 hexes, 5 or 6. But I suppose I'd be going diagonally, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you haven't got enough.
Yeah, in that case...
You haven't got enough to get the height and the distance, just because of where you are.
No, I haven't, you're right. So I will teleport to the edge of the roof using my full movement and shout abuse.
Can't you shoot from there? Can't you shoot from there, no?
No, I can't act.
Who else was in 4?
I'm in 4.
Stratus.
So...
She's in 4, and she's fast. Is your dex higher than 20?
My dex is 20, I believe. Just bear me a second. Yes, it is 20.
20, so she acts first. She gives up all pretense of defensiveness, shoots up into the air. You realise that with the burst of speed, she is fast, pretty fast. And she shoots straight up, much like Griffin has. You can try and shoot her, but she's going to be... She moves half, 15. She's going to be 24 hexes away.
That's a lot of negs. 24 is neg 6. Well, I'll give it a go.
Well, you got no harm.
Yeah, may as well.
So 3.
No. No. Anyone else this one?
No.
Do you know, Bastion's going to try and entangle.
Cool.
She ain't really got a cannon's chance of doing it. What did you say? It was neg 6.
For 24, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't either. You see, like, tendrils of her energy flash out to try and form a barrier around it as it flies away, but they peter and fizzle out.
Nice try, Bastion.
And yeah, they're up and away.
Pah.
Stratus, you're the only one who's got any chance of chasing them, but you reckon they're both probably faster than you are. And would you want to go and tangle with them
no,
to win
you.
Your own?
My initial suspicion is that, you know, Schwarzer-Ritzer couldn't have teleported very far unless he had some kind of special location. Certainly, not to my knowledge, he was barely able to keep up with me, it seemed, so... I can't imagine they've gone very far, but that's just my initial thought. How's the woman? How's the editor?
Yes, sorry. In the chaos when he ripped the dagger out of her hand, she just collapsed. Just roll me a paramedic.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So yeah, you'll see it's Charity. Craig Morley, but you see on night, you know, when you saw on the night, she got sort of, you know, mid-length, sort of brown, you know, sort of browny blonde, where it's not quite blonde, not quite brown hair. It's now jet black, and it's pumped straight as well.
Made it by 5.
So yeah, you check her. She's breathing. Her breathing and pulse seem fine, but she's, you know, unconscious. You reckon, you know, it could be shock.
Right. Okay, lads.
Well, let's get her back to base.
Yeah.
We'll end it there for this evening,
all
I
right.
think.
Carry all your secrets in my skin. Come away with innocence and leave me with my sin. The air around me still feels like pain. Love is just a camouflage. The world resembles rage.
just too dark to care. And can the struggle is in there? Deliver me into my fate. If I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. My smile was taken long ago. If I could change your hope, I never know.